Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is your therapy podcast, and I'm your host, Tanya. Today's topic is breaking the curse of abuse and also healing from abuse. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Galatians 3:13. Thank you everyone for joining. Yes, breaking the curse of abuse. Sometimes we go through things and we don't know why or how or why these things are happening to us. I was just reading a story about a prisoner who was released from jail and how he was on probation for physically abusing his family. And his wife had filed for divorce and he was living alone. And, it wasn't easy for him to confess his sins to the person he was reaching out to. And he also, he had, had this still this attitude that was on him. So, it made it difficult for him to kind of express himself. But the person that he was speaking with had a very humble attitude. And so, he was glad that he was able to talk to that person. And as I was reading, he was saying that he was glad that the message is being, given in a church and the abused can receive ministry because back then, it really wasn't, people talking to you about the abuse. I mean, things were just happening and you really had no outlet, no outreach for a person, to go to and for them to talk to, someone in that field or someone that even had experience or someone that can uplift them. And so he was saying, is there any way that the abuser can like go to receive like spiritual help because that's what he wanted. That's what he needed. And he shared that, he was attending this support group for abusers and he desired to commit, to a church where he could receive forgiveness and acceptance because he really wanted this for his life. And he knew that any lasting change would have to be from the inside out by the spirit. I mean, he knew these things and, the guy that was helping him prayed for the prisoner, but it would be like years before he could like write to this abuser to like help him through his situation, I guess for whatever reason. And he was saying like this is the guy that was helping the prisoner. He was saying that as he read and studied and he sought the Lord, he discovered that the abuser was usually a person who has been abused. And often the problem is a generational curse, which there is, because that has been in families, of the abuser for far back as anyone can remember. And this is so true because there's generational curses, whether one want to admit to it or not, those things do happen. And many times the abuser declares that he would never treat his wife or children as he has been treated. But in spite of his resolve, he finds himself reacting in the same violent manner. I mean, haven't you guys noticed that? Especially those who have been abused, you have that person was like, "Oh, I'll never do that to you. I've been abused, so I wouldn't want to do that to you." But yet they still do that. They still verbally abuse. Their family. They still verbally abuse the people that they are around or physically, or mentally abuse them. And so this generational curse is reversed as the abuser is willing to allow God to remove the character flaws that have held them in bondage. So if you are an abuser, I encourage you to pray this prayer for yourself until it becomes a reality in your life so that God may intervene in the things that you are doing to break those generational curses to release the chains from Satan that is holding you in bondage. You know, and if you know someone who is an abuser, you know, I want you to pray for them that, you know, they may change their life. We'll do an interceding prayer for them so that the Lord may hear us, you know, on their behalf. So that way they could change their lifestyle, change the things that they're doing, the way that they're treating others. So, you know, these are things that we should do before I get to the prayer. You know, these are things that we should do. And scripture just reminds us day to day. If you want to turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and I'll give you a minute to go ahead and pull that up. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And it goes a little bit like this. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Right? Isn't that word? For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and you are saved. Scripture says in verse 11, anyone who believes in him, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. That's verse 12. And the same Lord is Lord of all. Not a different one, but the same Lord. And richly blesses all who call on him. Verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So if you call on the name of the Lord, scriptures tell us that you will be saved. He didn't say that you wouldn't. You will be saved. That's a guarantee. Things may not be perfect at that moment, but God is still there and he's faithful and just and he will keep his word. God is not a God that he shall lie. All right. So I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. But I'm going to start at verse 9 here. It says this. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive our debtors as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father would not forgive your sins. So you have to forgive others in order to have your sins forgiven. Isn't that interesting? But it's so much true and so much real. Also, I would like you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. And that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. I'll give you a moment to pull that up. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, which says, I'm going to just back it up here and I'm going to read a little bit up. Chapter 5, I'm going to start at, let's see here, verse 5. It says, for this you can be sure. No immoral, impure, or greedy person. Such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such thing, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. That's because you had a change of life. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's something that we should be doing daily. Now here's the prayer that we would like to pray for those who are abusing and those who have received abuse and those who know others. You can share this prayer with them. And you will say, "I receive and confess that Jesus is my Lord. And I ask that your will be done in my life. Father, you have rescued me from the dominion of darkness and have brought me into the kingdom of the Son of your love. Once I was darkness, but now I am now light in you. I walk as a child of light. The abuse is exposed and reproved by the light. It is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. Help me to grow in grace, undeserved favor, spiritual strength, and recognition of knowledge and understanding of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that I may experience your love and trust you to be a father to me. The history of my earthly family is filled with abusive behavior, much hatred, strife, and rage. The painful memory of past abuse, whether it be verbal, emotional, physical, and or sexual, has caused me to be hostile and abusive to others. I desire to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. That's what Paul did. It seems that sin still has me in its evil grasp. This pain has caused me to hurt myself and others. In my mind, I want to be your willing servant, Lord, but instead I find myself still enslaved to sin. I confess my sin of abuse, resentment, and hostility towards others, and I ask you to forgive me. You are faithful and just to forgive my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I am tired of reliving the past in my present life, perpetuating the generational curse of anger and abuse. Jesus was made a curse for me. Therefore, Lord, I put on your whole armor that I may be able to successfully stand against all the strategies and the tricks of the devil. I thank you that the evil power of abuse is broken, overthrown, and cast down. I submit myself to you and resist the devil. The need to hurt others no longer controls me or my family. I thank you, Father, for giving me the ability to have life, Lord God, to have shelter, to have clothing on my back, Father. I ask you, Lord God, to help me through my trials and tribulations that I may go through. I ask you, Lord, to just cover us, Lord, as we go and trust in you, Father, to help us to change our mindset, to change the way that we're thinking, the way that we live, the things that we do in our day-to-day life that may not be pleasing to you, Father. Let the things that we do, Lord, be pleasing to you. Direct our path, order our steps. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm your girl, Tanya. Thank you for tuning in with Your Therapy Podcast. Have a blessed evening and see you soon, Lord's willing.